Let's talk this evening all about what is going on in the world of business rescue. A growing number of companies going into business rescue. We know that the airlines went in and then came out. So we've British Airways and Comair, they've suspended flights until the end of this month. And of course, SAA has been through a business rescue process as well, ahead of its being handed over to the consortium that will be running it into the future. But Eric Levenstein, the chair of the South African Restructuring and Insolvency Practitioners Association, all about the state of business rescue. We're seeing a lot of businesses appeal to government to lighten restrictions that have kept them locked down in the last 9 days or so. There is that two-week moratorium that was placed upon them by the president, who will either have to renew it on Sunday or allow it to expire. Cinema Group Stoer Kinnegar appealing to government to relax the adjusted level 4 lockdown restrictions to allow for the reopening of movie theatres, for example, it under business rescue as well. And we've seen similar appeals from the liquor trade and from the restaurant businesses as well. Well, on to Dr. Eric Levenstein, director at Worksmen's Attorneys. Eric, welcome to the Money Show this evening. Desperate times, and you must be seeing it coming through very strongly in terms of business rescue.
Yes, good evening, Bruce, and to everyone listening. I think that's right. I think we were looking at some silver linings earlier in the year. And then as things kind of degenerated into where we are at the moment and with lockdown level 4, I think we're going to see a continued fallout, unfortunately, for the South African economy going forward into the second half of the year. And recently, Stats South Africa, in fact, in May, showed that the number of liquidations has increased by 37-odd% in the first 5 months of this year. And we've had 782 filings for liquidation since January. So, you know, trade, catering and accommodation, no surprises there, leading the race in respect of filings, whether it's for liquidation or for business rescue. I think hospitality is going to continue to suffer, and I think, you know, the restaurant industry, particularly with this latest lockdown, is going to continue to have a very difficult time. But, you know, at the end of the day, there are opportunities coming out of the business rescue process, opportunities to buy out assets that are distressed, and we've seen that over the last few months, particularly something like Comair, to a degree SAA. Whether or not the SAA one will be successful going forward, we'll have to wait and see. But then again, Comair has now been put on hold again. It's a bit of a roller coaster.
It most certainly is, but I like what you say in terms of the opportunities that it brings up, because every single crisis in sort of modern history has led to the creation of new enterprises, it's led to the destruction of others, and it's led to the amalgamation of even more. And economies are dynamic things. I mean, some people succeed and some people fail, and there are others waiting on the sidelines to mop up when things go bad. And I'm guessing that is just part of this particular cycle, as brutal as it might be.
That's exactly right, Bruce, and I've seen it over the past, let's say since our new business rescue legislation came in now 10 years ago, that there have been opportunities for cash flush investors to look at business rescue, look at distressed assets and pick them up. Now, how do you do that? It's actually not that complicated. At the end of the day, a company might be one step away from liquidation. You'd go in, you'd offer a minimal amount for the shares because the shares are worth very little, a financially distressed company, and they can offer to creditors better than they would get in liquidation. And we've seen examples of this over the years. I mean, going right back to South Gold, which was bought out by Sibanye Gold, I think about 8 years ago. We had Melt Success, you've had Aircon, and you saw TFG bought, buying out really good assets such as Jet and Retailability buying out portions of Edgar's. And now Comair, of course, Investor Consortium has bought out that airline. Obviously, there's still running to do in respect of getting over the lockdown level 4, because obviously everything is now on hold in respect to flying. So there are opportunities if you understand how business rescue works, appoint the right business rescue practitioner. There's opportunities for consolidation in various markets, whether it's retail, airlines or manufacturing or whatever it might be.
When it comes to, we talk about sort of liquidations, often it's, you know, larger companies that have got liabilities, but the mom and pop shops don't necessarily go through liquidation, they just collapse and die quietly in a corner. And so are the liquidation stats and the sort of business rescue stats that we're seeing a true picture of what's really going on in the country, or is it actually considerably worse considering the number of businesses that just collapse, fold, or implode?
You're right, Bruce. I mean, liquidation would only really happen where there's real pressure from creditors and where creditors want assets sold off for whatever dividend in the rand they might get. But many companies, as you say, mom and pops or let's say small SMEs, might not have assets even worthwhile being dealt with by liquidators. So I think the stats are pretty low. And then unfortunately, the company's office don't produce stats on business risk as often as we would like. In fact, the last stats were last year that we have not seen fresh statistics. But I would think that business rescue is certainly an option and an alternative to liquidation, and where there's an upside. Of course, the upside for South Africa is that jobs are retained if the company can be rescued or sold off to a third party. So I think liquidations probably are higher than we would think. But again, I think business rescue, if properly handled and looked at, and as I said, handled by the proper practitioner, someone who understands what needs to be done, I think there is an upside.
My thanks to Dr. Eric Levenstein this evening, Director at Worksman's Attorneys. Thank you very much for bringing us up to speed. Yeah, frightening numbers of liquidations, but it's worse than the liquidation statistics suggest, because you just look, we walk around shops, particularly the mom and pop shops, the guys who've just capitulated. They cannot do this anymore. They've tried, they've withstood the pressures of the first lockdown, taken on some debt. They went into the second lockdown and managed to survive. And this last one is just so hard and so brutal. And you talk to people in the restaurant sector, they weren't expecting to be locked down to the extent that they were. 2 weeks without income, maybe more than most of them can bear. When it comes to this Sunday, which will be the two-week limit upon which the president said he would reconsider what to do next, there will be many opening. For some openings. Certainly Stir Kinnecore is amongst those. It's nice that civil servants are being offered a small wage increase. It's not massive. It's probably a lot more modest than anybody might have anticipated. But it is going to cost government, when I say government, I mean you, 18 billion rand to give the quite complicated wage increase, including a cash payment of 1,000 rand a month. The money doesn't get conjured up out of thin air. This is where it costs you money. It's got to come out of existing government budgets. Treasury says it's going to have to be done this way to avoid busting the fiscal framework. And really, South Africa is on a fiscal tightrope. If it does misstep, it is going to plunge into the abyss, and there isn't a safety net. And so they're being really, really, really careful about this. Unfortunately, trades unions are being really careful on behalf of their members. But all it means is that the very limited government budgets that do exist, then more of that money goes for salaries and less goes for services. It's the trade-off. So, yes, you as the taxpayer who fund those government departments get fewer services, while those who work in the departments get slightly higher wage increases. Is that the way you'd like to see it play out? Is that fair? Is it the way it should be working? Or should government departments be looking more aggressively at retaining the very best people, possibly even paying them a little bit more, and letting go of those who aren't adding the value? Boy, that would be a big step. But surely it is a direction in which South Africa has to go. And again, I'm going to be shouted at by people who are going to accuse me of wanting to add to the unemployment queues. I don't want to add to the unemployment queues at all. But certainly, something's got to give. We cannot be paying out huge salaries and getting fewer services in such a tight environment.